name? Amen. Jesus says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is God. Let's do it in a way that is pleasing to God and not wait until the judgment and die and go to hell and still got to honor him as God. Amen. Amen. Good morning. How's near, Sister West? Did the surgery go well? Okay. She don't have to do nothing around the house. Just because she nothing. That's a shame. Okay. So the surgery went well. She's popped up. When does the rehab start? Next week. Amen. Pray for Sister West. Pray for that the rehab will go well. I was looking in the bulletin, y'all. Was it changed the format? Okay. I mean, from the rest. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I got to get used to it. Because I flip the page and I see. Well, I used to see not there. So I guess they changed the format. But that's fantastic. That's good. Everything is coordinated and organized. That's good. We're going to spruce up the pulpit area. So over the next couple of weeks, we'll see some raggy stuff in the wall. Progress come. Amen? Amen. Amen. I mentioned last week, I think I said this month, but starting in February, that we will be no, on the fourth Sunday, no, there will be a combined service. And early service going forward. And the Sundays that they're fifth Sunday, there'll be fourth and fifth Sunday combined service. And so we'll get a chance to worship as one. Then I saw Destiny Franklin is doing something with virtue. Amen. That's good when young people want to tell somebody about Jesus. About that's always good. Those of you who are visiting who may not be members of the Church of Christ, we say welcome. We're happy that you decided to be with us. And if you're from another congregation of the Lord's people, it is good to see you. It is so good when we can come open God's book and study his word, which is able to save our souls. And those of us who labor here, we expect to see you on this Sunday. Amen. On this. Big Smith, when do you go back? Next week. All right. How is it? Good? Everything you expect it to be? Everything? Not at all. Who waked you up to go to class? You. Who made sure you eat? You. Who sent you money? Amen. Aren't you grateful for them? You tell them how much you really love them now? Just a little bit more when you go there. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Y'all get ready. We got kids getting ready to go to college. They're expensive. This is Stevens, how are you? All right, we ready to read? Yes, the media people. Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2. 11, 12, and 13. You ready? Let's read. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness, denying worldliness, lust. looking for a blessing, the hope, and the glorious God, Jesus Christ. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God's grace has come to man. Amen. God's grace has come to man. We had a great class on Wednesday night. We talked about drunkenness. And what scripture says about it. And it was enlightening to me to see what some of you think about it. And how y'all like the back, how me y'all like the corner. And Wednesday night, the regular folks wasn't here to back me up. Folks were getting some of the spill over on the other people. They backing me up on the corner. So all I said, read the scripture. That's what Jesus said. Search the scripture. All I got is go by the scripture. So somebody said, well, but Jesus, I'm going to want to search the scripture. Paul said to take this in the scripture. And whatever the scripture says, what we do, right? Amen. Amen. They wanted me to tell him to do something different. I got to stand before the judge. See, to Steve, we can give an account, right? The Bible says if you add to, they'll take away from. God going to take away. I don't want that to happen. Yeah. But we had a good time. Yeah. The grace of God had come to man. Paul writes this letter to one of his young preacher that verse chapter 1 says that creep. One of the elders or the leaders at the church at Crete said that the Cretans are all liars, evil beasts, slow, bad. Crete wasn't a good place to leave a young preacher. Nevertheless, Paul left him there. Left him there because he thought Titus could handle the things that are going on. And one of the things that when Paul had given him instruction to make elders and do all these things in the church, then he comes to chapter 2 and he says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared unto all men. And we want to focus for a few moments on grace. What's the definition? Grace is God's unmerited favor. So grace and favor are pretty much the same thing. So, therefore, God's favor is given to every man. The dope dealer last night, the prostitute this morning, to all of those has what? God's favor. Y'all don't y'all get quiet when I say that. Everyone who liveth has God's favor. The Bible says it rains on the just
as well as the unjust. When God brings forth his favor, he brings forth his favor to all men. There are those who are not in the body of Christ who get sick. God's favor heals them. They get in trouble and God's favor brings them out of trouble. But one thing that we must understand, the Bible says all spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus. So if we are in this room this morning, one of the greatest things that we are seeking for is all of God's spiritual blessings. And God's spiritual blessing is not for the world. It's for those who are in Christ Jesus. The Bible says in John 1:17, for the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. If we want grace and more than favor, we must have a relationship with Jesus Christ. In Galatians 3:26-27, the Bible says, for we all are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of us as were baptized into Christ has put on Christ. So the grace that I'm going to talk about this morning is for those who are baptized into Christ. Now, the only way that one could obtain this grace is you must be baptized into Christ. And a lot of times, if you have ever taught anybody, you have ran into people who say, well, I've been baptized before. Somebody told me one time, well, I got baptized 3 times. Well, it doesn't matter how many times you've been baptized. The baptism is based upon your teaching. See, you can be baptized 50 times. All you've done has gotten wet 50 times because your baptism without proper teaching doesn't mean anything. You remember in Acts chapter 19 when Paul got into Ephesus and he found those guys who were in Ephesus? The Bible said in Acts chapter 19, the Bible, Paul passed through the upper court, came to Ephesus. He finds certain disciples and he asks them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said unto Paul, we know not. No such thing as to the Holy Ghost. So Paul says, unto what then were you baptized? They were baptized unto John. They were baptized. In other words, here's where I'm going this morning. You can look in this Bible, and you can study this Bible, and you can get baptized, and your baptism still could be wrong. Brother Johnson said, you said something, Brother Fraser. So you have to know how to rightly divide the word of truth. Because if you go in the Bible and you go flipping through the Bible and you say, well, here goes baptism. And I did this baptism. So therefore, I should be saved. Acts 19 clears all of it up. I get baptized, but I got baptized according to John's baptism. And when you are baptized according to John's baptism, Acts 19 says you need to be baptized again. So that's what Paul did. He baptized those, it's about 12 men, he baptized them again after proper teaching. And that's where grace come in. Now I want us to see something here that when you look at this text that you might have passed over. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. Now so though when I look at that, I'm saying this morning that God's sin has appeared unto all men. I say that God's grace is a man. And the man is Jesus Christ. Do you see this? Who brings salvation? Come on. Who brings salvation? Jesus Christ. And for the grace of the God that bringeth salvation. If salvation came, find out who brought it, and then find out who's grace. Don't call me tomorrow and say, you know what, I was kind of thinking about what you were saying. Look at the text. What you said. Look, the text says, see, Andre called me up. See, and he tells me, I didn't like that one. I like that one. So the ones that tell me we don't like, I said, well, it's time for you to preach. Put in there what you want. So we do that. When he fixed my car, I kiss him and I go. Watch what the text says now. Because I just took a short text. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation. Now, if it's not Jesus, it's not then who is this? See, when Paul wrote this letter to Titus, to share with the Christians, the Christians were a group of people that was a terrible congregation. So what he said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation, how bringeth it unto you? And I said, God, grace is Jesus. God gives us Jesus because he had nothing else that would not satisfy for himself. So Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ's grace. Children of God by faith. Where? In Christ Jesus. In the only way you're going to get into Christ. And when we find ourselves, we are Christ. That's when we obtain God's grace more than God's favor. There's a difference. There's a difference between God's grace and God's favor, because God's favor is for every man. It's for every man who ever lived is going to get the favor of God. He's going to live a life worthy of it or not, because God put all of us in this world together. And what God says to us, let us live peaceably amongst all men, especially those of the household of faith. So now watch God's grace. One thing that we must understand as a child of God, God allowed things to happen in our lives. Nothing happens in our lives unless God allows it to happen. And when God allows things to happen in our lives, here's what he said. Have thou considered my servant? You remember in Job chapter 1? When the children of God came and the devil came with them, God said, where has it been? He said, I've been to and fro. Walking up and down. Seeking that whom he made. And then God says to him, and have thou considered thy servant, Job. God protect us.
And then God challenged us.
And then God, just like he did Job.
The devil says, I guarantee you,
if you let me touch you,
I'll let me make him curse you to his face.
And God did it. And he almost did it. He almost did it.
When, see, when you are, when God says to Satan, see how you consider my servant, God knows you.
See what God did? See, God made it all of us.
God made it, and God puts things in us so when the wiles of the devil come, we can handle those things.
He said, have you considered God? And the Bible said, when Job came to hometown, because see, when Job lost it, everything, souls and mob on his body, lost all his family, lost all his worldly possessions, and then the Job, through all of that, Job came to himself and said, naked I came into this world, and naked I'll go out. It's a mindset, brothers and sisters, where as we navigate out from earth's glory, we are not exempt from world issues. They come to us just like they come to everybody else. Like they but the grace of God, that has God's salvation down to all men. That's what we need to focus ourselves on. Because if we focus ourselves on the salvation of God, when the things happen in our lives, they would be so devastated. We're all going to lose a loved one. We're all going to lose a loved one. And many times, our kids get themselves in a situation themselves as parents we can't help them with. Am I the only one? Yeah, they get themselves, family members get themselves, see, there's nothing worse. There's no, it's not going through something, and you can't do nothing for them. And as a parent, we want to take care of it. But sometimes we're in a situation where we can't do nothing. Therefore, at that time,
we go back and turn back to God's grace.
Paul said three times, I besought the Lord to take this thorn from my side. And the Lord said, my what? Lord says,
is sufficient.
God's grace is sufficient. And God's grace is not only sufficient for the world. God's grace is sufficient for his children. If anybody in the world should believe in God's grace, it should be God's children. Where do we turn? We're not exempt from life problems. We're not going to pass over life problem, but God is going to help us to get through those problems. And sad, sometimes our problems seem bigger than the next person's problem. Then when we dig deep in their problems, and when we dig I come back and say, thank you, God, for the problems that I had.
Thank you, God, for the problems that I had.
Because when you see another person, you say, whoo! And then, you know we get dressed up on Sunday. We got to the fast. And we come and we look the best we can. But we're going through hell in our lives. But see, it's not devastating to us because we got God. Let rejection. I don't care how little or how small you think your problem is. Give it to God. Because sometimes we fool ourselves. We're not going to bother God with this issue. I'll take care of this issue by myself. You can't take care of it by yourself. If you give it to God, it will clean up faster. It'll last long. It'll sustain itself. And it's less worry and less stress on you. I try not to stress myself. I really do. I really do. But you know, when everybody else is sleeping, I'm up thinking, how am I going to get through this one? And before I get through this one, they come out and get through this one. I don't want to stress. And you know, for the longest time, I was fooling myself. You say, my wife said, are you stressed out? Why am I stressed out? I don't stress. That night, she sleeps the whole night. I sleep 2 hours. I said, you know what? I think I'm stressed. Now I look over there at her and she sleeps. Now I look at her and she works. And sometimes I'm mad. How could you sleep so peaceful? And we gotta go. She knows one scripture. She knows one scripture that she always put. Husband is the head of the wife. Anytime there's an issue, the husband is the head of the wife. I said, go down. Four more verse. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband. I'm not doing that. So you know, what do you do? It doesn't change for the grace of God has appeared unto all men. And watch what Paul says. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldliness. You remember earlier, I was fooling myself. I was denying what actually happened in our lives. Brothers and sisters, we can try ourselves. We are in this world. We're going to live in this world. We can't deny the things of this world. What we have to do is try to do our best to separate those things. And if we can give all of this worldly stuff to God, our lives will be better. Soberly, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly what? Lust. We shall live soberly, righteously, and godliness when? In this present world. Right now. Do the best we can. Do the best now. See, we all have the desire to put on stuff. I'm going to do better. When is an adverb of time? When is an adverb of time? And when, you know, when never comes. If you think when, yesterday, today was when. Tomorrow would be when. We can never catch up with when. So here's the answer. Do what needs to be done. Needs this. achieve anything, start today. You can't finish today, but you can start. You can start today. And when God allows us to achieve our work towards the very things that we are trying to do, it helps us that we may be able to get some of it done. Then the third thought this morning is health. Health. See, we get tied up. We get frustrated. We get exhausted when the doctor said,
"Ain't nothing else I could do."
And 6 months you're gone. But see, the doctor's word is not the last word. How many times you have a doctor say, "Well, you got 6 months," say, "Well, the person outlived the doctor." God gives us a reasonable portion of health and strength. Let us thank him. Let us honor him. Because of all sickness, all does not lead to death. Not lead to death. Because healthiness also leads to death. It's amazing when a marathon runner dies of a heart attack. He runs all day. His cardiovascular system is going to be one of the best in the world. But none of that is going to make you live 1 second longer than God intended for us to do. Then you got a guy, all he eats is bacon and hamburgers and fries, and he lived maybe 105. He said, "What's wrong with that? God. See, God determines our lives. I told you, if you live, if someone lived to be 3 days old, he lived the full life. If he lived to be 113, he lived the full life. See, God determines how long you're going to live. Not doctors. The grace of God. So, good health is a product of God's grace. And it's amazing, every one of us got something in our body that attracts worriness.
So you don't have high blood pressure, cholesterol.
You're doing good. But there's something in there. There's something that you're saying, if I can get rid of this. Don't take the rest of your life worrying about the disease and all this stuff. All you better start to get a cold. Because the cold is miserable. See all that other stuff? Deal with it. Waste all your life. Worrying about. Thank God. See, it's a difference. It's a difference when there's a physical ailment and there's a mental ailment. When you have a loved one who has a mental issue that don't know you, when you walk in the room, I had 2 uncles to die last year. Both of them had Alzheimer's. They can tell you something for 50 years years ago. I asked them what they had 2 hours. They couldn't. And what they say,
I know you.
Where do I know you from? Where do I know you from? See, that does something to Joe. That's exactly right. Versus when you know they got a physical sickness. They're about to die of a heart attack. You can deal with that far better than So who control all of this, God? God does. God does. That's right. God has it. God has a peer. And then verse 13, what's it say? Looking for the blessing and the hope and the glorious what? Are appearing. Of the great God and Savior, the great Jesus Christ. Whatever we go through as a Christian, this is what we end up at. That's what we end up looking for the appearance of the great God and Savior. That's our hope. The job that we have now, one day is going to be gone. The house that we live in, going to be gone. The car that we drive is going to be gone. It doesn't matter what education you have. All of that is going to go away. This is what we have to look forward to. As a Christian, that should be I'm just going through life because I know that's coming. Whatever happens to me, I know that's coming. What's the last thing I told you? When Paul said, for the stuff that happens in this life is not worthy of the glory and the reward. You coming our way. Sure, we're going to go through some stuff. Everybody in here are going to go through some stuff. Every day, I told you, I don't look at local news. They kill three people in the city every day. Every day. I'm not going to waste my time with local news. Ain't nothing I can do about that. This is what I'm looking for. When somebody in my family died, I'm sad at it. Just like everybody else. But that's what life brings us. You have people that do things to you. Those things might happen in your life. The one who you love the most, that's what you're going to do. Because you're going to do some stuff to them. This is what I look for. This is the end of all of the tragedies of life. The tragedies that the parents of Jesus Christ being our Father. So I submit to you this morning that the grace of God is a man. It's a man. That man is Jesus Christ. That's who he is. And if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, he said, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. Now, when life deals us these issues, you know what we'll say? We're going to get through that too. God's going to help us to get through it. The world says, I already claimed it. Jesus already claimed none. Yeah. I'm going to trust in Jesus. But why? I have nobody else to trust in. But if I had somebody else to trust in, I'd trust in Jesus. If you're here this morning, you're not a member of the Lord's church, the Bible says, faith comes by hearing.
hearing by the word of God. Believe with all your heart Christ died for you. He was buried and rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. Repent of your sins, confess your faith in Christ, and be baptized in water for the remission of your sin. And those of us who have been baptized in Christ, we have God's grace. And God's grace is God himself in the form of his Son, Jesus Christ. Let us take God's grace and use it for our benefit. Because that's what God gave it to us for. Jesus, come right now. As we together stand and sing the song that has been sung to us.